I'm delighted to be joined this afternoon for this special interview by the Vice Chairman of the UK Darts Association, Mr. Colin Savage. How are you, Colin?
Very well, Andrew. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. I mean, it's been a busy few days for yourself and the rest of the team. Are you glad to have finally got the proposal out there?
I would say it's more like been a busy few months, you know, since we released our skeleton proposal. But look, the work that has been done by the whole team has been fantastic. And it was great to actually release it a day early. You know, every person on that management team, you know, worked so hard to be able to deliver to everybody as soon as possible. So, yeah, huge relief that it's out there. And, you know, the hard work starts now, as I say.
And what's the initial reaction been like? I know you can't divulge too many specifics, but what's the initial reaction been like for?
I'll say players and county officials alike, very, very positive. You know, we all know the history of things that have occurred over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years within other organisations. I think people have just became disillusioned with the pathway that they've been, you know, following. I think people in general just want a breath of fresh air. They want a new organisation that, you know, is honest about what they're doing, is transparent about what they're doing, and, you know, actually respects them as counties and players and want the game to move forward.
And was that the reason you personally felt it was time for a change in the way the county game is run?
Yeah, well, I say I've known Morgan quite a while, and I knew he had been working on a proposal. Now, obviously, our hand was forced a little bit by when the Tri-Nations proposal came out, then the BDO asked their membership per decision by the 15th of May, which they since changed in fairness to them. So we had to push ahead and get the skeleton proposal out. Morgan, Johnny Stefano, and myself had worked on it and agreed together we needed to get it out there to, you know, show that there was another way. From that then, tonight, you know, the response we had from the general public, the players, the officials, supporters, you know, was fantastic. You know, the messages of support and good luck, and, you know, that they actually couldn't wait till the 19th of June, it just blew us all away. It was fantastic. But it has given us time over the last 6-7 weeks to, you know, get the whole management team in place. A lot of that management team has been handpicked for their skills, but they're all well known, they're well respected, and, you know, we will be a democratic organisation going forward.
I mean, I know certainly some of the team have, you know, vast amounts of experience of running events and within the counties and so on and so on. But what's your background in darts?
I'll try and keep it brief. I grew up playing darts in Northern Ireland, you know, at team level and then county level. I became an official with East Down, which were one of the counties in Northern Ireland. But with work, it has took me around the UK and I've played in different organisations within the UK. But when I was in Northern Ireland, I always used to run my own events, and some of them are quite large events. So I'm lucky that my organisational skills in darts have always came naturally to me. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why the guys got me on board and then they voted me in as vice chairman to dovetail perfectly with Johnny. And, you know, there's not too many in the county scene in darts don't know Johnny Stefano. You know, he's been chairman of Luton for a lot of years, and, you know, the rapport that we've built up over the last couple of months is superb.
You know, experience is something that Johnny, yourself and others bring to the table. But what other skills, you know, the people that you brought on board, what were the skills that they had that you specifically wanted to tap into?
We looked across the spectrum and we knew we needed experience, but we also needed fresh blood as well. You know, people who have been involved with county a long time, people who, you know, have played county, been a supporter of county. You know, we wanted to tap into that knowledge, but at the same time too, you know, for various different reasons, these people hadn't went to the next level in terms of stepping up into the BDO, etc. I'm not going to get into those reasons on here, but you know, as a group, everybody has come together, you know, from, you know, like, all our media stuff is second to none, you know, the proposal. Every member of that team had great input, you know, and it's just been fantastic to have been involved in it over the last couple of months. But, you know, Johnny brings his leadership, Morgan, the IT side of it and all, superb. Myself, I add quite a bit to it in terms of experience and knowledge around the rules, structures, things like that. You know, all our regional managers, they're all well known within county systems, you know. We're just so looking forward to the whole thing, hopefully starting shortly, that, you know, people can see the skills that these people have and move our side of the game forward.
Looking at the proposal, it's exceptionally well put together and certainly visually very smooth, very easy to follow. Looking at the proposal itself, the leagues have stayed the same, the county divisions have stayed the same, but they've been given a new name as part of your rebranding. Why was this a key element of the rebrand?
If we first go back to the skeleton proposal, originally we had looked at regionalisation. Now, again, from the very start, we've invited the county's input. I suppose it's like a lot of people don't like change straight away, but, you know, an overwhelming amount of counties wanted the status quo to stay the same. They liked the fact that they were travelling away for a weekend, you know, so who are we to take that away from them? So we reacted to that and kept the divisions the way they were. In terms of rebranding, obviously as a new company ourselves, we have to come up with our own thing. You know, the BDO have had their system in place for quite a few number of years. For us rebranding as a company, we had to come up with our logos. We wanted to implement those logos into all the divisions. So we were rebranded the, you know, the Premiership, the Championship, Division 1, Division 2, Division 3, etc. And the same in Scotland. Now, what probably wasn't mentioned in the proposal, and again, you can only work on these things as we go along, we would like to achieve a title sponsor for each division. To create more money into the system for the counties and the players. So that's something that we're working on at the minute behind the scenes. So it's just the whole product needed rebrand under our own image. You know, that's basically what I can say about that.
I mean, you mentioned the money. That's the obviously the other big takeaway from the proposals, that you as a team want to reward financially the players who commit to, you know, the 9 weekends a season and that kind of thing. Why was that such a priority? Was it rewarding those players who you felt hadn't been rewarded properly before?
Well, obviously every proposal is based on a full uptake, or you know, of players and counties. You know, through the excellent work of our finance team and Kat and Mike, you know, the budgets that they've produced, we looked at it, and that's, you know, in the budget of everything, the system should actually pay for itself and reward the counties and the players. You know, County Darts is a very, very big commitment through the year. So if you are offering that county a better financial reward, that can then be filtered down into their super leagues and that, and reduce costs within their own county. And that's something we looked at very carefully. Andrew, you'll know yourself, you know, 9 weekends in the year, travel, you know, 4 of those or 5 of those, depending on the season, you're travelling away possibly for 2 days, 2 nights, you know, so there is expense involved in playing counties. So say the more funding, the better prize funds we can provide to counties, you know, it is all about getting the cost down at the end of the day for them. We're all amateurs. We all have our, you know, 9-to-5 job Monday to Friday. And I'm sure going forward now with the effects of coronavirus, etc., you know, expendable income isn't going to be, you know, it's going to be harder to come by over the next year and a half or so. So, you know, anything we can do to make it worth a player and counties, you know, to make it more attractive to them and worthwhile, you know, it's something that we have to, you know, examine and provide. You know, I can't really sum it up better than that.
And was that the motivation as well behind the £10 Super League entrance fee for the players? Because I know under the BDO system it used to be a pound, but obviously £10, the more the players put in, the more you guys are able to then pay them out at the end of the season or in the cup.
Yeah, I mean, completely. You know, I say, I don't know whether you had a sporting background yourself. I grew up in Ireland playing, you know, Irish sports and that. The first thing you do for any club is pay a membership fee before you even play. You know, we actually looked at saying, right, we need to come up with a membership system right across the board. So we looked at a £10, but including value for money in that. So much would go to each event, the singles, the pairs, and so much taken in for membership. So I'll give you a rough breakdown. So it'd be £4, £4 and £2 for their actual membership. Now we thought, if a player's paying £10 into that organisation, you belong to that organisation. You know, that should be an organisation that you can turn around and say, God, look what they're doing. I'm so proud to be a member of that. You know, £10 over a season, I'm getting an entry fee into these competitions. You know, I'm getting a great deal here. You know, also for that too, I am aware that obviously counties charge their players as well, you know, in terms of subs and things like that. So, you know, some counties will look at it and say, oh, it's £10, you know, look at the cost here, look at the cost that. You know, the onus is on the players. And if we want to modernise our sport, you know, there is a cost at that. But every £10, every county fee, anything we generate as revenue is paid back. You know, counties, Super Leagues, everything, and you know, going forward, will be better off under UKDA.
One of the things that you guys will be, you know, taking over, running yourselves, would be the Gold Cup and Champions Cup, as they were. Can you, you know, explain how your versions of those would work, and when you'd be looking to hold them? Would they be an end of season event?
They will continue to be an end of season event. Event. We have looked at different qualifying events. At the minute, obviously, it's so many per county qualify. I don't want to say too much on it now, obviously, but it won't change too much to what has existed. But again, it has been rebranded to our own national, you know, singles and pairs and team event. You know, we aren't overhauling the system or making drastic changes at the moment. So they will continue very much as they have been. But we are in talks with several venues at the minute, and that's all I can really say. And they have been very positive towards us. That if we are lucky enough to take control, we will have those venues for those events.
I know when your proposal came out last week, some suggested that perhaps it wasn't as dramatic an overhauling of the system as maybe they'd expected. What's your response to that?
Obviously, as a country and as a world at the minute, we are in a very strange, difficult place. We felt ourselves now wasn't the time to come up with drastic measures in terms of change. You know, our plan from day one has been to take a system that has existed for a long time, you know, but it has never changed. It has never, you know, improved in terms of being marketable, etc. The system we have works. It just needs to be brought in with a bit of modernisation, a bit of marketing. You know, we want to encourage counties to raise more revenue for themselves. We have a team in place that hopefully we can help at right over through the board. You know, so it's a modernisation of what's there. It's not drastic change at the moment. Now, that's not to say through AGMs in the future the counties might want to implement change. But again, I think that's something we would have to work with the counties on and not just dictate it.
Well, it's refreshing to hear you talking about, you know, marketability and so on, because one of my biggest gripes with the BDO was, you know, I felt that they didn't, you know, use, you know, the social media resources that are out there at the moment to market themselves as well as they could or should have done, especially on the, you know, the county side of things. So it's good to hear that, you know, you guys want to try and give these players and these counties the spotlight they deserve, but in turn help them, you know, make themselves more profitable and successful in the long run.
Yeah, and that's the plan we have. You know, we have some great people on our management team, from the finance section to guys who are great at marketing. They have contacts, you know, that we will give to counties and see, you know, obviously, you know, I think one of the main problems in darts has existed for a long time. It's the same few people that have had to do everything for years and years and years, you know, and not enough new volunteers, because we are all volunteers at the end of the day. You know, there hasn't been enough have stepped forward for various reasons. In terms of, you know, we live in an age now where social media is everything. We need to show counties how to use it properly. You know, how to try and create their own sponsorship. You know, we're all out to reduce costs, and if we can all do that through sponsorship, you know, and giving the players an even better deal through the use of social media platforms, you know, it has to be encouraged right across the board.
One thing as well, I noticed in your sort of skeleton proposal, there was the suggestion of doing like tour events and more singles competitions during the year. But I know when the final one came out, that was removed. And obviously you yourself, you've mentioned that the regionalisation idea was dropped. Was being responsive to player feedback and county feedback a really important part of developing the final proposal?
Absolutely. And that's why we obviously gave a window of opportunity from the skeleton proposal to the final one being released. You know, we created a mailing list and everybody had contact emails for Johnny, myself and Morgan. We used social media and putting ideas out there. We did, as we went along, release the old snippet of information on the amount of emails, private messages, etc. on them, you know, recommending something, maybe criticising something. You know, it hasn't just all been positive, you know, but any organisation that wants to be successful, you have to take the good questions with the bad questions and answer them both honestly. You know, and I think we've managed to do that. But, yeah, there has been some fantastic suggestions from counties which we've took on board. And obviously, there's only so many we can work on at the one time. But going forward, I hope counties continue to respond in the way that they have to so far. It'll only end up making our side of the game better as we go along.
And you mentioned there things that were a little less positive. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago now, we saw, that letter that came out from Des Jacklin that was very critical, you know, of your proposal and generally the system. And I know you posted a response to that as an organisation. What was your personal reaction to the statement that Des put out?
One of disappointment, to be honest, Andrew. You know, we from day one, as a rule across our management team, we're not going to get involved in silly politics or slating any organisation. You know, there might have been mistakes made in the BDO, but everybody has to remember too, all these guys and ladies that were in charge come back the last 7-8 years, most of them have been volunteers. And none of them set out to make mistakes. Obviously, you know, it is well documented, and I don't need to go into it, things that have happened. But I when I seen it, you know, I was disappointed that they felt the need to try and belittle others. I think as an organisation, it doesn't come across very well, and I don't think it was received very well by a lot of grassroots dart members.
Well, I know certainly I wasn't a huge fan of it, especially the fact there were typos in it, which if you're going to criticise others, you probably should make sure that the grammar is right. But I mean, the other thing as well is that I think one of my takeaways from the Tri Nations proposal as well was that it, and John Scott, who plays for Middlesex, you know, he echoed this, was that it was very anti-BDO in a sense, rather than pro what we're trying to do. And I think the key one of the key things you could take away from the UK DA proposal was it was very much what you were planning to do moving forward, and there wasn't any backbiting or criticising of others.
I'd answer that honestly. The sheer volume of putting a proposal like that together and getting every minor detail right, you know, none of us had time to look at the others and say, you know, this is wrong or that's right or this is wrong. You know, we had to completely focus on ourselves, and really and truly, that's the way any organisation should be. Mm. You know, you shouldn't spend endless time looking at another proposal and knocking it down. You should be looking at your own in depth and getting everything right inside it.
Mm. Talking of the proposal, it suggested that the kind of current, in theory, what should the county season that should be starting in September, if the game was to come under your rule and authority, you'd look to try and start the early part of 2021. Would that be a full season condensed into, you know, fewer months? So maybe there were two fixtures in a month, or would it be an abridged season with the first full season then starting, say, September 2021?
We have looked into this extensively. I will say, when you're looking at something like this, you have to take... There is an existing calendar which incorporates, the counties. Don't forget, the international calendar of events was based around the BICC previously. So we have to look at dates. You know, we don't want to be infringing on any WDF events. Totally not fair to the governing body, you know, on our side of darts. So we have looked at it. Obviously, we're all waiting on the announcement of government guidelines. None of us know whether it could be a month, it could be 2 months, 3 months, or 6 months, or 12 months at the minute before a county game could take place. But we are now in a system where if we get to go ahead, we will start as early as possible. January is probably the most realistic, so we would have to look at condensing a season in, and maybe, obviously, the previous seasons would have ended in April. We might have to try and extend that over the summer months and then get a start made for September or October. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it will have to be a quick turnaround to get everything back in sync.
A couple of other areas of the proposal I wanted to discuss. You mentioned that you would be trying to work with existing youth organisations to help the running of events, and also you'd be helping to provide funding for disability darts. Can you provide a little more information on what that would look like?
I will indeed. In terms of the youth, obviously there is the existing North and Southern Youth Boards. We have been in dialogue, and we are currently working at the minute on where they feel they need areas of funding. We want to see some of their plans. They want to see some of our plans at the minute. So it's very much a work in progress and something we're highly excited about. You know, there is fantastic youth structures out there in terms of the GDC, what England Darts are doing with their Youth Grand Prix, what Scotland are doing through Alan Souter and that with their youth, you know, it is to be commended. But we also need a strong county youth going forward because, you know yourself from looking at a lot of county teams, there is an imbalance in terms of ages at the moment. Mm. You know, there's a hell of a lot of players over the 40 mark.
Mm.
And we need to then, you know, look at the next generation and get them prepared for county darts.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's very much a work in progress. I'm going to say we're very excited to be working, or hopefully going to be working with the two youth boards and try and bring everything together under our own umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And then the disability dart stuff?
Yes, we have talks planned with a few of the disability organisations. You know, it's very hard to give definite things until, obviously, if we were voted in charge. But we just feel that an organisation, United Kingdom, needs to cater for all sorts of darts. So whether that's men's, ladies, youth, disability, whatever. We're trying to bring them all under the one umbrella. So we will be working, as I say, we'll be working extremely hard with the youth organisations and the disability darts organisations to try and bring everybody together and help them with funding, help them with structures, help them with marketing. Anything we can do for them, we will be.
One of the standout elements, if not the standout element, from your proposal was the reduced gym memberships that you'd managed to acquire for any UKDA members. Why did you move to that?
That kind of area is Morgan's expertise. You know, Morgan comes from that field. So he has been working closely with several mainstream gyms. We will be working with others to try and bring in different membership benefits. But in terms of the gym membership, you know, we've looked at it as well and said, you know, coronavirus has had a huge impact on people. I think the importance of darts in society and, you know, can't be underestimated. If we can provide a way for our members to become healthier, you know, physically and mentally, then, you know, at our just cost, then it is a fantastic part of your membership, you know. We are working with other partners at the minute as well on trying to, you know, give members more incentives as well going forward.
And you also partnered up with Dart Connect. Why was that such an important thing for you all to work towards?
I just think, look, if you want to go modern in darts, Dart Connect is a fantastic system. You know, I would safely say that come a number of years down the line, it'll be the only scoring system in darts. It's that good. But it will allow a lot less work in terms of paperwork, manual inputting. You know, guys are designing for us a package that will do everything for you apart from throw your darts. You know, they are a fantastic bunch of guys who, you know, will come up with the perfect system for us. As we go forward, we will look at filtering that down into all the Super Leagues within the next sort of 18 to 24 months. You know, so hopefully, you know, the whole side of our game will be there on a system that is so easy to use and so easy to update.
And I guess that the two final things from me, when is the final deadline that counties have to make a decision, or you want counties to make a decision?
I wouldn't say have to, because there is obviously many elements to this. One being, at the minute, all the counties are still members of the BDO, so some may await their AGM to find out, you know, regarding administration or the fees that they've paid this year. But in our proposal, we have set our first date for payment, which is the Sure Option insurance and membership. We would like that paid for the 31st of August, if we get a majority vote and we're prepared to go. So we are, I'm aware of a lot of counties having their AGMs and that over the next week to 4 weeks. So ideally, we would like a statement of intent by the 31st of July. Mm-hmm. We have released pre-registration forms on the website today. And these will be made available to all counties that if they want to come on board, it's sitting there ready for them.
And I guess my biggest concern, and I know it's one that a number of other dart players have, what happens if we, say, get to the end of July or the end of August and we have a fractured system where there are a host of counties under your umbrella, a host under the Tri-Nations, and then still some who've stuck with the BDO?
I addressed this earlier on today online. Personally, from ourselves, you know, obviously we're hoping for a majority, and with that majority having a mandate to push forward and, you know, get the new system started. If it's fractured, we all three organisations will have to take a look at it and see how we can get a resolution between ourselves. I don't think it's the benefit of grassroots darts to anyone if people's going to push ahead with a handful of counties, etc. That, you know, that's breaking up the game, and that's, nobody has set out to cause that. But definitely, it's not in the best interests of grassroots darts for that to happen.
Is there a minimum number of counties that you want on board for you to be able to move forward?
We have done budget projections at 100%, 85%, 80%, etc. You know, we have in our head a number that we that could work, but I can't reveal that at the minute. We hopefully will gather enough support to run the complete system. If we don't have it at a certain number that we know, then we might have to, then I think all three organisations will have to look at speaking to each other and seeing can we resolve something. As I say, we certainly don't want to split County Durds. So hopefully there can be if there isn't a majority achieved, hopefully we can find a common ground and work for the betterment of County Durds.
I guess the final thing for me is to kind of give you the floor to say why you feel the UKDA offers the strongest package to the counties of the UK.
Again, it's pretty much explained in the proposal, but what I will say, we have a fantastic management team who are there, always volunteers to work their backsides off for, you know, on behalf of the counties and players. We have took a modern approach. Everything's there. There's nothing hid. The transparency is there for all. Budgets, payouts, structures, you know. We have put email addresses of the whole management team on the proposal. If anybody has any queries, any problems, it's there in black and white for people to see and contact us. You know, our side of the game needs a fresh approach. And that's one of transparency, respect and honesty. And I can guarantee that people now will get that from us. You know, we haven't avoided any questions. You know, we've answered everything as honestly and correctly as we possibly can. And we will continue to do so. Counties and our members will receive a quarterly financial update. So there'll be nothing, you know, there'll be no surprises, nothing hid. In terms of democracy within our organisation, we have stipulated that 8 weeks prior to our AGM, we want counties and, you know, to come to us with their proposals. 6 weeks prior then to the AGM, all the counties, you know, will have the election of officers forms, any proposal voting forms, and they can go to their counties for a change. You know, go ballot your county members, come back with a mandate for the AGM, so there's no surprises on the day. Everybody knows what's going on and it's completely transparent. And I honestly think we're at a stage now where, you know, moving forward, we all have to offer that to people. People want to see what's happening and back it. You have to believe in the product that you know you're giving people. And I honestly think that, you know, the product we're giving the people is fantastic. And, you know, hopefully they'll back us with the numbers.
Thank you for giving up so much time this afternoon, Colin. I really appreciate it. It was good to sort of drill down a bit more into the proposals and understand where you personally are coming from, but also the whole team in what is ultimately one of the most pivotal times for the grassroots game in a very, very long time.
Andrew, it's been a pleasure. You know, I highly respect the work you guys do, you know, Darts Planet magazine. It's fantastic for the game and, you know, moving forward, you know, hopefully we can get a bit more on the amateur side in there. You know, as I say, it's what we need is, you know, our members and our counties need, you know, but, you know, they need exposure. The whole game needs to, you know, this our side of the game needs media or social media exposure and magazines, things like that, you know. Wouldn't it be lovely if we, Susie, playing for Breckenshire B or something like that, had our picture up there on the stage? You know, it's things like that we all need to work on and, you know, promote our game even better.
100%. And again, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
No, you're very welcome, Andy. Thank you. Thank you very much and stay safe.